No longer an option. I am once again in desperate need of sheer will. Not ordinary will, but sheer will. The scaling a cliff kind of will. The scaling a cliff, slipping on a loose rock, and hanging on for dear life kind of will. But is it really sheer will when the alternative is to drop into the abyss, sink into the darkness, and succumb to someone else's idea of who you should be? It is difficult to stay the course when the winds of jealousy, envy, and fear try their best to blow you off the cliff, keep you small, keep you contained. During my school years, I was bullied because the boys liked the way I looked, bullied because teachers liked the way I thought. My projects, written in crisp blue ballpoint pen, with headings underlined in red, hung along school corridors and made the teachers look good before a slight of a classmate's hand ripped the page. My first husband tried to keep me small, took away the use of my car so I couldn't go to community college after getting my GED. It didn't work. I took three buses instead. Only a fist stopped me, just as I watched my father, in a fit of rage, throw my mother's books across the kitchen table. Swimming was her first love, and when she decided to share that love with others by getting her instructor's certification, her will butted against his smallness. Hardly a PhD, but it was enough for his suppressive hole to try and keep her dreams held underwater. When we step into who we are meant to be, we make others uncomfortable. It shines a light on their own forgotten dreams, how they lacked courage and conviction, so they try to keep us down with their own disappointment and despair. Resistance recruits allies. Stephen Pressfield writes in The War of Art, "The highest treason a crab can commit is to make a leap for the rim of the bucket." So maybe it's not a cliff I'm clinging to, but the edge of a bucket. Either way, I'm not about to let go. To paraphrase Pressfield, if I cave in today, no matter how plausible the pretext, I'll be twice as likely to cave in tomorrow. And that's no longer an option. Thank you.